Live. Is your loading working, Bob? How do I know that it's working? Good morning, everybody. It's Monday. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Really, really solid weekend. Lots of great things going on. I'm Tom. We all know the master right here coming in. Exit stage right. There's Bubba. And we all know the ladies' man, Diesel. Say hi to the world there, D. Good morning to everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world, from Diesel. And welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. It's Monday morning. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing good so far, man. Just working away. Got a lot of stuff going on here at BEM as always. This one is going to be a beast when it is done. We've had a lot of questions sent in. Everybody wants to know about the excursion that we are doing for one of our major league celebrity players. And this is a sneak peek behind the scenes shot of it. This thing, as you can see, is already getting stripped down. A lot of people are wondering why the front end is off. We have done a couple little stories on Instagram of it, and people have been wondering why that front end's off, what kind of mods we're going to do to this thing, and what is going to make this thing as bad as it's going to be on the streets of South Florida.
Bub, would you please get my phone to work so I can comment to everybody while I say this, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. That's who this episode is brought to you by, ladies and gentlemen. It's BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Shop her online today, ladies and gentlemen. There's some really cool stuff going on out there and some great business things changing over there. Stay put. We're going to keep telling you about that. We want to give a big shout out. Thank you, Bub. We want to give a very big shout out to Mike Tramatello, Tano over there at Barrett Jackson. Bub, we were there yesterday. We tried to get in there and get out of there. We didn't have a lot of time because of some other things that were going on, but we want to say a big shout out to Mike. Thank you very much. You and that entire Barrett Jackson family were accommodating and loving, Bub. Great auction, man.
Yeah, man. It was a really good time, dude. It's you know, the weather actually held out pretty solid. It rained yesterday morning here in Palm Beach. Has been not a zero drop of rain the entire time of Barrett Jackson Palm Beach since Thursday. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, yesterday morning, totally downpoured for about 10 minutes down here in South Florida. So it took a little bit for everybody to get their doors open, get all the cars opened up and shown off, dried off. But I'll tell you what, man, everything turned out great. The weather for the entire afternoon was beautiful. The auction block was, again, crushing it with numbers.
How about that,
One of the brand new Supras went across the line last night at $700,000.
What Supra was that? I missed it.
The brand new Toyota Supra, bro. So let me tell you, that thing rolled through brand new, like concept car, brand new. So when that hammer hit, man, there's a lot of money that rolled through Barrett over the weekend. A lot that came out of John Stalupi's
collection. Oh, my goodness, Bub. Did you see that?
Yeah, a lot of great things.
Tell everybody what the John Stalupi collection is, Bub.
So it's a little bit of everything, man. It's everything from pro tourings to classics to vintage, iconic, tractors, motorcycles, customs, all originals, you know, documented historical paperwork with every car. So it's just a great collection to see. He has a museum that he keeps all these things in, and he switches that all the time for the public to go through and do walkthroughs and see it and enjoy it and just have a fun feel for the custom car, classic car world, which is great.
John Stalupi is a self-made multimillionaire. His father bought him a gas station when he lived in Brooklyn, Bub, many, many years ago. As a young man at the age of 14, he took a Cadillac Eldorado. Many of you probably saw this commercial for Barrett Jackson. He was standing in front of the kind of champagne-colored convertible Eldorado. He took that at the age of 14, drove two blocks to see his girl, fell in love with the car. That car was in the collection. Bub, I think from what I walk away from the 141 cars he had for sale, and the well-done auction that Barrett Jackson did on it. Number one, they brought a lot of money. He's a quality collector, Bub. They brought a lot of money. There was a lot of money in the cars. But it looked to me like the majority of his collection was also GM.
Yeah, not only GM, but also 70% convertibles. So it was
interesting. I noticed that.
There's a lot of convertibles there. There's a lot of numbers matching. A lot of great pieces there. There's a couple really high-end rides. There was a couple NCRS Corvettes there that were done. There were a couple of the, literally everything. There was everything from, you know, older GMs to modern muscle to performance to trucks to Jeeps to, bikes. Everything and anything you can imagine was there at Barrett Jackson, Palm Beach. We have a bunch of our celebrity clients that went down there as well and bought a lot of rides there. So we've got a lot of great things that are going to be rolling through here. We will keep you guys up to date on the Barrett Jackson rides as they start rolling out. Sunday afternoon after the fairgrounds close, that's when the rides can start loading up onto transport trailers. You can't move vehicles.
That's correct.
While people are there shopping, buying, walking around. So much like SEMA, you can't do anything until after hours when everything is shut. then you can go ahead and start loading those vehicles up and sending them out to wherever they're going to go all across the world. And trust me, these things are going everywhere. Some staying in the States, some staying local, some going way overseas.
And Bub, did you notice all the reliable 18 tractor trailer 18 wheelers parked back in the northwest corner of the lot there, just by the Chevrolet and Ford proving grounds, just ready to take those cars out of there? How good did those Corvettes sound, man, running on that track?
Yeah, pretty good, man. It's, you know, they were keeping those cars planted. You know, they do these proving grounds out there where there's Ford, also Chevrolet, GM-based products, where they take out a little bit of everything, everything from the trucks to the cars,
they
the
did
muscle,
the, trucks.
The performance,
yeah.
the luxury. And they allow you to either get a ride-along or even a drive in some of these cars, so you can really see what the true potential is. Maybe you're looking at buying one, maybe you want to buy one, maybe you just want to go for a fun ride on a weekend at an event like this. That's exactly what could go down. So it wasn't just an auction block. It was everything from food to drinks to ride-alongs, driving to, you know, just hanging out and having fun. I mean, even down to like the collector memorabilia stuff that went across the block, the gas pumps, the signs, vintage, you know, all kinds of things that you'd see from the early 1900s. So it was a lot of great things that went on, and it's an experience that you want to do. If you've never been to a Barrett Jackson, a lot of people see the number one, the go-to event in Scottsdale, Arizona. That thing is huge. It is unheard of the size and the money that rolls through there during that time in Scottsdale. But I'll tell you what, man, all of these others, there's a Northeast region, Southeast.
Yeah, there is.
So there's a bunch of different Barrett Jacksons that go on all across the U.S. and the States. And it's just a great time, man. It brings everyone together. And there's, I can't believe the number in terms of financial value in cars that get moved over a 3-4 day period. It's stupid.
I mean, we saw everything above
that. That's not throwing it out there. That's just being real.
That's being realistic.
There's ignorant money that moves over a 3-4 day period in the automotive world.
And you know what, Bub? We saw everything from Mustangs. One thing became very clear to me, and I'm not saying this from an arrogant standpoint. The stunningly beautiful Layla Von Athey and her beautiful mom, my bride, Robin, were with us. A lot of good things going on over there at Miss Outlaw Boutique. They're online at presence, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to stay in touch with that. Find them on the web, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Big, big, big. They're changing everything online, Bub.
Yep.
It's huge. Real proud of the girls. They're doing an amazing job. You guys got to check this stuff out, especially for Christmas gifts, stuff like that, birthdays. Watch what the girls are doing online. You guys are going to be shocked. I want to say, Bub, that we were there with the girls yesterday. It was so nicely laid out, Bub. Things were not, I just can't say enough about the event. There was a Burt Reynolds Trans Am was there. Was a 74 car, Bub, the black and gold?
Yeah, there was a few of them there, yeah. There was, you know, a lot of Trans Ams there. You know, to me, that's it's an iconic piece. It's, you know, the black with gold, of course. Burt Reynolds, everybody associates that right away. You know, there's Trans Am clubs everywhere. There's, you know, so much stuff that goes on. It's, but to me, I've done and seen so many of them. They're just,
you just moved on a little
I've
bit.
I've moved on from them. You know,
I get
the
it.
Camaros, the Trans Ams, the Bel Airs.
Is there anything taking your, piquing your interest now? You were looking pretty hard at the DeSotos yesterday,
no.
the ornateness of the DeSotos.
No, not at all. You know, the classic car lines to me are, yeah, they're great lines. They're great to look at, but, you know, unless you truly put money into them today, I have no interest in them. You know, if they're just junk, low-end cars and they're 20, 30 grand, they're just not worth it. They're cars with good paint and good-looking wheels, and you can do that, unfortunately, on anything. But to have a car that truly performs like a brand-new vehicle, which is what I enjoy, something that has power, it's reliable, it's smooth, it gets you wherever you want to go. The comfort's there, the luxury's there, the convenience is there, the smoothness is there. That's what I like. I like the original feel of, you know, an all original numbers matching, maybe 427 Corvette four speed. You drive it, you feel the way the car performs. It's creaky, it's clunky, it's rattly. Like, it's very firm, very powerful, very torquey. The shifting is very tight. Like, there's a total different feel, but in my personal preference, I lean towards all modern, all the way.
And that's something you've been developing. That's something we're shifting on. And Bob, two things became very clear to me. Number one, the numbers on the classic cars are on the rise again. We saw everything from $40,000 to $50,000 for a 64, 65 Mustang to $973,000 for one of John Stalupi's convertible AAR Cudas.
Yeah.
Beautiful car, by the way.
Yeah, you know, it's. I'll tell you what really took me by surprise, man, was the Volkswagen. So the Bugs did absolutely nothing.
Wow. But the buses, Bob.
The buses, bro. There were three buses there, all 21 window, really rare as it was. So three of them there. Ashton Kutcher's was there from that 70
show. The
70
show. Did you see the number on it?
Yeah,
117?
110. Yeah, 110 on that one. There was another one that went for 92 and another one that went for 80. So 21 window VW buses, guys. If that's where you guys are trying to make some money,
Microbus.
If you've got one sitting in your garage, please.
Get to work.
Get to work on the thing, because you might be sitting on a gold mine, dude, a pretty penny. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much from a restoration standpoint on those buses. Now, hopefully you don't have to redo the floors, the rockers, the bottoms, and then you just get into a full-time job. You might put 70 into it and maybe break even, maybe get 10 out of it. But I'll tell you what, if you've got one and you've got a true 21 window, fully documented, all numbers matching, if you can do a resto on that thing for that 40, 50, 60 range, if it's in good enough condition, you are going to make a pretty penny on it, trust me.
And not to pick nits, Bub, but the interior of that 70 show bus, they said it was just service. It was the green and white one, but the interior was terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible. And the other thing is, Bub, we're working too cheap.
Yeah, big time. It's, you know, this industry, you know, the custom car world, it's a unique art. It's a skill set, and it's not one that you find on every corner. Mm-hmm. You can't just go and be like, oh, I'm going to go a mile down the road and try this place. Like, it's not like that. It's a rarity. It's something that's really unique. And to find guys that can do a true skilled job that give you not only what your expectations are in the end.
Try to find somebody like that.
But also to do a quality job that lasts. I mean, that's a totally different story. So it's a combo that you've got to skate a really fine line on. I'll tell you what, man, we've got it here at BEM. We love doing it. We have a lot of fun doing it. That's why
I'm not working for free anymore, man.
This excursion is going to be bad, dude. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it, Bub. First of all, Larry Williams would like to know, did you buy anything at Barrett-Jackson this weekend, Bub?
I did not, Larry. I did some looking. I was really doing more studying of the market right now than I was anything. Not so much of an interest of buying, but more of an interest in seeing what cars are doing what in terms of value. And vintage Porsches still holding those big numbers, man. 170, 150 for some 80s.
Do you see the slant nose?
11s, yeah. Some of the factory turbo cars were running that 150, 170, 190 mark. So the vintage Porsches still killing it, super, super strong. What else did we have there? Those were doing it. The really, really late model C3 Corvettes, the plastic nose.
I didn't notice
they were in the 15s to 20s.
Yeah.
In really good condition. Yeah. Like, get in, they're good drivers. So I think those are good buys for a guy who has a budget. You know, I think that's a great car to buy for a budget. 69 427 C3 Corvette, 427 tri-power setup, 4-speed manual. They sold that and won a couple of them there for 170. So there's a big swing between a 10-year difference in that model line and depending what options it comes with. But I was doing a lot of that looking. What cars are peaking right now?
Researching.
What cars are holding that value? What's worth investing into? What's worth, even for our client basis?
Like, or
is it worth, for example, we have a client that's got
a pretty
solid amount of money into a couple of his rides. Pretty, and by solid, I mean
you build all his cars.
All of them over six figures, very clean rides, very high end. But he's pretty heavy in one of his Bel Airs that we're not building. It's another facility building it. And I'll tell you what, I was looking at Bel Airs there in terms of pro touring. So factory
the one went
looks,
for $78,000, and it was all loaded
right.
up from
factory
the
factory looks.
Collection.
But I'm looking at factory looks and modern performance. So power steering, full chassis, you know, Art Morrison chassis, maybe, you know, just rolling chassis. You slide right underneath of an older body once it's been rotisseried.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you all of today's modern performance. Now, granted, depending on your motor that you run, if it's a fuel injected LS series, maybe a 4L60, 65, something like that style transmission, rear. I mean, all of these pieces and factors are going to change the prices, but I was watching and looking carefully at the Bel Airs because where that market was originally, you could have Tri-5s Pro Touring. Easily, you can dump 100 into these cars. No problem dumping 100 into them just in parts alone. That's not before building it, before a penny goes into labor, right? Just 100 into these cars between a $25,000 rolling chassis, $25,000 engine and trans combo that's fuel injected from GM Performance. So you're at 50 there before you've even looked at buying any trim for the car, any windows, any glass, any electrical, right? So 100 into these cars in parts, probably 200 into it, you know, in terms of total build of parts and labor. That was a fair, comfortable number for a long time in pro touring Bel Airs. So I started looking. There was a couple there. I don't want to disclose who owned them, but there was one there that was full out pro touring. I mean, beautiful.
What color was it?
Black.
Okay. I mean, car.
Built to the top.
Yep.
$250 on that car.
Yep.
So still very, very steady on that number. And that's what concerns me, you know, is, you know, the pro touring market, I see a lot of that taking over and maintaining, but it's not going to keep growing like it was. There was a time where Bel Airs to get builds out of these things were approaching 275, 300, 325.
Now you're starting to see them come down.
Now it's coming down and kind of flatlining, even at a pretty extreme number. 200 is a lot.
With
of
a
money
March
for a
pulley
car.
System, air conditioning,
it's
the
a
whole
lot.
Nine yards.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that in terms of guys that go out and they spend 40 on a Bel Air that think it should be producing what 200 is, and that's they're two totally different animals.
Don't bring
animals.
Your car here anymore. I don't want to deal with
it's
it.
Honestly, they're two totally different animals. When you've got 30 or 40 into a car that you're expecting
yep.
it to
don't
perform
bring it
like
here
it's got 100 or 150, 200, those are two different animals. two different ball games. It's minor league versus major league. That's just straight up how it is.
It's a lesson I learned this weekend, Bob.
I mean, it is. It truly is. I mean, there's a very big difference between a $30,000 car and a $100,000 car. It's a Honda, it's a Porsche. Like, there's two totally different animals. That's just the way the game works. So in this industry, and I always go back to it, it is honestly all about budget. It is what you can afford and how far you want to go. But at that same time, you got to know when to not cross a threshold to where you're just dumping money into a car that's never going to be worth a quarter of what you've put into it. Now, Bel Air is a different story. They are maintaining that couple hundred mark.
But this particular client pulled you aside, shut the door the other day, and said, I need to talk to you about something that's upsetting me with his Bel Air. Share the story.
He's getting heavy in it, man. And it's,
the car's being built elsewhere.
Yeah. And I don't want to throw that out there. That's not my position. But
I get
it. It's getting pretty freaking heavy in that car.
What's the number on it now?
Over $350. So it's
and they're asking for more.
Yeah, and it's not done. But it's also getting to a point where that's a lot of money in one car. It's not like it's a rare Ferrari, 64 GTO, something like that. It's not a very rare. It's a Tri-5, right? That's just getting built pro touring. So I feel like that number would be safe in that 200 mark, but now that we've approached that 300, 325, 350, we are talking big numbers into one car, and by the way, 5-year build. So it is not uncommon to have a lot of money lot of time into these.
Ask anybody around here; they'll squeeze your nuts in a vise if you're 3 years into a build.
Yeah, I know.
They'll tear you up.
Yeah, so it's a lost art, man. It's something that you got to be really skilled at. You've got to put a lot of time into it. You've got to put a lot of money into it. It's more than building a house. This is more than going to your average stop on the corner. This is a skill set that is, it's an art. Yep. That you have to find quality guys to do it if you want the job to be right when it's done. You're not just going and hiring a bunch of people off a corner to go put up a bunch of 2x4 sticks on your side yard to make a garage, right? It's totally different.
It is.
So you're working on something that is rare. A lot of pieces are unique pieces. You're building one-off components. You're trying to create things that don't exist. There are modifications that happen that will never exist that are true one-off. Sometimes specific for your application. So it's something that just takes time in engineering and design alone.
And Bub, that's what people don't understand. I'm going to reach out to that client today and talk to him a little bit more about it, see if we can guard his money. I think we have some prudent financial responsibility there to help him out.
Well, yeah, I mean, once you start seeing somebody getting, that deep
bent
into
over,
a ride,
it's, you've got a moral obligation.
That's a long time, and that's a lot of money to go into one car and it not be done.
It takes a long time to do any of this, Bub.
No, it definitely does. And again, we've got some here that are on site that are just, they're way under bid.
3 years old,
we've got 3 years into them. And
I did a terrible job with that.
We've done some restorations, some full frame on restorations that are every nut and every bolt. And these clients want 100,000 plus restorations in terms of quality, but their budget is 30. So there's you got this big gap, right?
Yesterday, I've decided after 16 years of owning this business, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, but that's what everyone wants. Everybody always wants the best for the cheapest amount.
Not doing it anymore.
It's not going to happen. In this industry, you got to pay to play.
Yep.
Straight up. Like, that's it. If you want a Ferrari, you want a Lambo.
I don't need it outside this game.
You know what you're looking at in terms of value.
Got it. By the way, McKenzie from Code 504, Bub, says, good morning. I got an update on the Bubs Exotic Motorsports Dirt Track team from Mark Hoffman Live. They did well again this weekend, Bub. McKenzie was dropping the cab on top of the truck today. I think we're going to be talking to them this afternoon. We have a SEMA
hopefully not
discussion.
Dropping.
I told her to be very, very careful with her fingers, Bub, because that's a very, very dangerous, dangerous situation. So thank you to Mike and the whole Barrett Jackson crew. We had a wonderful time.
Yeah, great time.
Barrett Jackson is the Bible to go by, man. I'm sorry, but it is.
It was a great time, and that's, again, man, that's something.
Thank you for the memories, man.
We had a talk with one of our guys there yesterday, one of the Marlins managers. He was with us.
Yes, he was.
And he was saying the same thing. He was looking at the styles of rides. He's very much into cars.
He's very observant and very slow to take it in.
Very observant. Very slow, takes it one step at a time, asking me about camber on wheels. He had no idea what camber meant, but he's asking me about wheels and why, what the fads are, what's going on in the industry right now, why some cars were laying on the ground, the wheels were tapered super heavy going up inside the fender wells. That is a thing called Stance Nation. It is all across the world, is how low you can get your ride, how much camber can you get on it, is it functional? Zero chance. But there's a market for it. It's cool, it's a lot of fun. But again, even those guys, man, they dump stupid money into those cars that will never come back out of it, but that's that personal touch you're doing. Not every car you put money into is going to put money in your pocket. That's just being real, right? You can put 100 into a car that's only going to pull 60 at the end of the day. And it could be brand new.
And often that happens, right?
Yeah.
But you have to understand that to get it. It's like playing the stock market. You've got to know there's a risk.
Everything is.
There's got to be a risk. Let me give you a quick good morning to Jack up there in Ontario, Canada. Jack, thank you for joining us, man. We love you, brother, and I hope everything's going on well. Stay tuned, Jack. By the way, we are speaking with the folks over at Code 504 today. We're going to be releasing some news about the BEM Code 504 SEMA build. Bub's been doing some renderings.
I'll tell you what, man. Listen, so
ladies and gentlemen,
speaking of Code 504, right? There was a 53 Chevrolet C3100. Jack, you might love this one.
I bet
you if you go out to Barrett Jackson's website, pull up the Palm Beach docket for yesterday alone, Sunday's docket. You can pull up every ride that passed through there. 53 3100, two-door. This thing had, it went across the block at 117 grand.
It did.
Heavy, heavy money in this thing. Beautiful freaking truck, bro. Let me tell you. Now, this thing sitting on an S10 chassis, it did not say the manufacturer of that kit, but when I laid underneath, it looks pretty close to a Code 504. So let me tell you, if you want to see a before after of what that kit has for potential, I guarantee you that truck was probably sitting on it. I'm very familiar with the way those brackets went and fit and how they went on.
Yeah.
This truck was to the T. Might be one of the best looking vintage 47 to 54
3100s
I've seen.
How about
it was sitting like an 18-20 staggered wheel and tire combo, all the way down on the ground, full suspension, but all the way down on the ground. And it was just, the stance was dead on. The paint was freaking beautiful. The chrome was just ignorant on this thing. Interior, full on leather. And it just had this look that was like, perfect, pro touring. Get in, turn the key, and just go.
One of the things that we haven't talked about, Bub, is you want to take the Code 504 kit. And part of the BEM touch of that kit is you want to make it a more pro touring, much more high-end Mercedes-Benz, Rolls-Royce luxury thing instead of just kind of this patinaed look that everybody's been going with it. You want to put a touch of class to
it. Well, that's kind of what a lot of these guys do is, you know, again, it's about budget. Throw it out there freaking again, right? Yeah. It's about budget. A lot of these guys doing these builds at their house in the side yard, maybe as a fun project, maybe something's going on in their life, they want to get away from something and they want to just do a project. Maybe they're getting into it just for that single reason alone. But these guys are doing these kits, they do these conversions, and they only want to put 5 or 10 grand into this thing, max, like 6 grand maybe, 7 grand. Maybe this guy is literally going to junkyards on weekends to pull a motor out of a Camaro
and
a transmission out of a Caprice and a rear end out of a whatever. You know, he might be just hopping around getting parts for $100. He might have a full-out drivetrain in this thing. He got a carburetor at a swap meet. He's just going to start this sucker up and let it rip, right?
Go.
And there's nothing wrong with that. This industry is all about budget. It's all about what you want to put into it and how far you want to go. But that's what makes it fun, man. Everybody's got a little bit of their own stuff. But this SEMA build that we're going to do is definitely going to be way over the top.
It's going to be totally
way
different.
Way over the top.
Totally different. Bub, good morning to Lewin Hayden out there in the Ozarks. Lewin, are you back home in the Ozark,
Lewin's
Missouri area?
Lewin's probably wondering if this front end is all missing because you drove it.
Lewin, we're going to talk about where the front end of this car is in just a moment here. Big update on the BEM dirt team out there. Mark Kaufman was on it Saturday night. He says, good morning, Tom, Bub, and Big Money Diesel. BEM number 12 had a third place, Bob, a third place. Check it out. And the BEM number 88 had second in hobby stock this weekend, Bob.
Nice.
Right on, man. He's just killing it out there. And Mark Hoffman says, program note, we are taking the 151 super late model to Hagerstown. Hagerstown is in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be following Mark Hoffman. Get on him here on Facebook and check out what you love. If you love the races, this is it. This weekend to battle with Lucas. Oil late models for $10,000 to win. You're going to win it anyway, so it doesn't matter, right? So, Bub, let's talk a little bit about this. This is, so again, Mike, thank you very much for the wonderful, wonderful time up there at Barrett Jackson. The Tuttle's unveiling at the Tuttle unveiling, Bub, from Orange County Choppers was yesterday. No, Saturday. Saturday? Saturday.
It was Saturday, 2 p.m.
Saturday at 2 p.m. Yeah. I understand they just crushed it.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, super excited for them. They've got a lot of stuff in the works right now. Paul Sr., Paul Jr., everybody.
They're back in New York today working.
So a lot of great things going on. I talked to Asian from Street Outlaws a couple days ago. He was actually up with Paul Sr.
He was.
In New York. They were doing some crazy stuff there. And I already see that Sr.'s throwing some shout-outs. Two farm truck about the vet just raping him.
No, he said, and I said, yeah, Bub needs to dial that thing up just a little bit more. And he was talking about that Nissan. Lewin's out in Colorado, Bub.
Oof.
Is it any warmer there?
Snowboarding or getting high, one or the other.
Did you see Chris Volstadt, the White Sox pitcher, who's our friend, took a picture of the back of the field behind him covered in snow?
Covered.
No, thank you, bud. No, thank you. Welcome to sunny South Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, this does belong to one above celebrity baseball players from the major leagues. This is an excursion that is going to be all rugged on the outside. The BEM official upholstery facility, Larry Williams, his family up there in Georgia, will be taking this vehicle and doing a Bubba Edition Rolls-Royce style interior in this. Bub, you've got some very, very big plans for this vehicle because your intent is to, like you did for several other major league players, build a very aggressive, apocalyptic exterior on it, Bub, mm-hmm. with very neat accents on it, and a very tailgate. Let's park it at the Capitol Grill style interior. Take it away, Bub.
So, all right. So let's start off with Ford Excursions, right? The 7.3 Super Duty V8 turbo diesel. These things were the Mac Daddy. Let me tell you, noisy,
very
obnoxious. put out a lot of freaking smoke when they were tuned and they were built up. This one, however, these things will run forever. The motors, the transmissions, they are bulletproof, dude. And they have so much potential in terms of internal performance, internal upgrades. You can lay down raw horsepower, serious torque, and have a lot of fun and reliability out of these things. And that is one of the reasons that there's so much of like a cult following of the 7.3s. I'm talking like the F-250s, F-350s, the Excursions. Of course, they've done away with the 7.3 Super Duty since then. But this is one of the.
Why did they do away with the 7.3 if it's such a regarded?
Just modernizing.
Because two of your players, one a former player, pitcher, and one an active player, both enjoy this motor and speak very highly of it. But by today's standards, Bub, they're loud and clunky.
Yeah, it's it wouldn't be my go-to, but there's, like I was saying, there's just a whole following for them, man. There's a whole beast of people out there that love these things. They are a lot of fun. Not easy to work on in any stretch of the imagination, no matter what you have
to
do.
I've seen you struggling.
I mean, even down to just working on oil seals and turbo problems. I mean, there were a lot of things that went wrong with these motors. Not like they are hard, but just a very time-consuming process to do every last piece. It's better to just move very slow on these things. And some guys, even to do work on them, rather just take the motor out than to even try to lay in and work on the truck. It's almost quicker to unbolt it from the bell housing, hit the motor mounts, disconnect some hoses from it, and lift it up out of the front
pull
of the truck,
out.
Pull the front end off, and that is it. Some guys really prefer that option. But this thing, let's get serious here for a minute. This is going to be a beast when it is done. Everything from powertrain and performance, custom intakes, tune, turbo upgrades, performance-wise there, this thing is going to lay down serious power and move the weight of this truck with no problem at all. But it is going to be an animal. So as you can see, the front end is completely off. We are doing a brand new 2018 F-350 conversion to this thing. So everything from the doors forward, fenders, hood, everything. We haven't taken the hood off yet just to keep the engine bay covered right now. But everything from the doors forward will be modernized, so it will be LED lighting. It will allow us to run whatever series front bumper we want in the aftermarket industry. So it'll be a nice 45-degree, 3/16 heavy armor-plated style bumper. On the front end with 20-inch light bars, of course, from the one and only Rough Country.
Oof.
We will be rocking all LED lighting on this thing. It's going to have that modernized look to it. A lot of the side trim on this thing has already been removed. There are a couple different sections of trim on this thing. We've pulled them off. We are going to do this thing in a full Kevlar textured finish in a sand camo. So this thing is going to have a very aggressive look with all matte black accenting, custom LED lighting everywhere, 6-inch lift, 35-inch wheels and tires, of course, rocking Nitto Ridge grapplers on a set of XD wheels. So this thing is going to be a beast when it hits the street. It's going to look like a raw animal tank that can just take out anything in its way. But when you open the doors, it is going to be all tan leather and suede combo that matches the outside color, but total luxury inside.
And Bub, we can see you have done the wheel and tire combination just for display purposes for today's episode. It kind of gives you an idea of where it's going. You and the BEM upholstery shop up there, Sunnyside Trim Shop in Georgia, Larry and his brother and wife have been in discussions. You kind of have an idea of where this is going. This interior is coming out. A complete custom interior is being made with retractable television screens, headrest monitors, stereo, the whole nine yards.
And this is a big boy right here.
This is a big boy.
Let me tell you, this is not 6'6". I was talking about the truck, not the boy.
Yeah.
This truck is large. The inside of this thing, three-row seating as it is now, we are going to pull a third row out and make it a very long two-row section, so there's plenty of room, plenty of relaxation area, because this guy does actually have a driver that will take him out so he can get in the back with his wife and just cruise and have a great time having a drink, whatever.
Bub, Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver, says, Bub, you need to turn that truck next to you into a rat rod.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark, what do you think happened to the front end? There's a reason it's off of it. Lewin, you know the truth behind that, don't you? Mark says, heck with the 7.3 with the, give me an inline 300 cubic inch and an old school truck, bub. You could do that with the Code 504s, couldn't you?
You could.
You really could, yep. Bub. So it's going to be a huge transformation, bub. You notice, Lewin, that the front end is in fairly decent shape. I didn't damage any of these materials in here.
Nothing.
Only the fenders and the nose cone. Not too bad, right, bub?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's stay tuned for this one. This is going to be one super fun build. You guys will start seeing some sneak peeks behind the scenes. We are getting ready to put this thing into the full paint and body shop, which is going to require complete disassembly. And I'm talking every nut, every bolt, every piece of glass, so the thing looks like it just went down Ford's assembly line and got a desert sand camo Kevlar.
Is that what it's going to be, desert sand?
It's going to be insane, dude.
Beautiful,
so the texture finish, the grain, it is going to be durable, it's going to be rugged, it's going to be aggressive. But then by the time you start throwing on all the accent pieces, the gloss blacks, the matte blacks, the lighting, the LEDs everywhere, it's going to look sick.
Good morning to the amazing Tim Wood, bub.
That's right. Woody, what up?
Woody, what up? So we want to say good morning to him as well. We were just talking about 7.3 liter owners, a couple of which are celebrity status, and Tim Wood is one of those owners and statuses, bub.
Yep.
So they are well revered, very, very cool people. Lewin Hayden said, can't wait to see it done. It's pretty cool. It's very cool, Lewin, to see the backside process of how this all works. To listen to when Bub is actually sitting there, he'll literally, as I chauffeur him around, he'll sketch or he'll be drawing or he'll be working on something in the back seat of the car while Diesel and I are up front, or he'll be drawing on the walls or something like that. And he's always engaged in a go mode to try to get these things into his mind.
Well, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for better. There's always room for modifications and altering of things. You know, and you can do not big builds like this. You can even do very small, subtle accent pieces. We've done a lot of Jeep JKs here lately, where even the simplest things, man, like $100 door handle inserts, add that little touch of something different where you color match them to maybe a blue or a red or a white or a green or whatever kind of color you have on there. Small little accent pieces, very cheap, inexpensive to do, changes the whole look and just makes you feel that much cooler getting in and out of your ride.
In fact, Saturday after we cleared the air with the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, and congratulations, Bub, it officially launched on Podcast One this weekend. We're very proud of that. Whole new audience. In addition to our previous audience, you went out and worked on one of the Marlins coaches Jeeps that you've been building. You did the new Rough Country switch install. I found it very clever that they incorporated it where the rear view mirror used to be. And you had to drill that out. You put the switch panel and the mirror back up in there. And it's a stunning, stunning look. And it functions very well.
Yeah, you know, and that's we'll actually show that off too. We're doing a lot of mods to that Jeep. There was we discussed on our Saturday show that we're going to do some custom fabrication on the bumpers, the front and rear. So what do? You grab a saw and you just go to town, bro. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't like pieces on the bumper, so you start cutting.
You did.
Them off,
you started cutting it out, and making a custom bumper. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do custom front and rear bumpers for that thing. So it's going to have a totally unique look to it. Very aggressive, but again, at the same time, has to be very clean because of the status of the person who it is. So it's got to look really good, but be very rugged and aggressive all at the same time. Again, that will be in a Kevlar textured finish when we are done as well. So it's going to look really, really cool. Looking forward to it. And that is actually in the paint shop now, getting prepped for that Kevlar coating.
Right on. And good morning to Andrew Talman out there. He says, Bub, to tell you, 7.3 liters for life.
There it is. See, I'm telling you, bro. There's 7.3 liters out there. There are people that just swear for them.
They really are.
I mean, hey, to me, like, riding around with a set of earplugs in, bro. it's nothing compared to today's standards of...
It's
not. We've done a lot, especially some of these player rides that we do here. These guys go super, super big in just having the baddest thing on the street or the baddest thing in the player lots. And you do, you know, these turbo kits and upgrades to these things that push these things well over the 1,000 foot-pound torque mark. And it is stupid the way that these trucks at 60 miles an hour, when you hit them, you're pulling 6,000 pounds of weight, and they just come to freaking life, dude. It is crazy what today's diesel turbo technology
You've got this
does.
One going pretty good, though, now.
Yeah,
bro.
No, this one's already, the tune package that's in this thing now is pretty hefty, man. So
it's
you know,
really
to pull
good.
This kind of weight, especially from this era, 2001, this excursion is, you know, that just says how that 7.3 is. And this one's 285,000 miles on it. Not a single puff of smoke out of it.
Nothing.
Thing.
Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen.
Not a smoke, nothing.
Make sure you stay tuned with this. We will be bringing you upgrades or updates on this vehicle, Bub.
Yeah.
Bub, let me ask one question finally before this. Will you change the design anymore as you move through this? Or as a designer and builder and one of the top three in the world today, do you just make a decision and stay with it and that's it?
No, it's going to change as I go. Of course, you know, we know that our first plan was we've done a lot with the Kevlar coatings, and we've done a lot with, you know, the matte blacks, the satins, color matches. You know, the initial plan on this thing was going to be blacked out, just murdered out everything. But it's been done, right? So we wanted to do something that's got that aggressiveness, but also still a touch of that clean, kind of classy look to it as well. And I didn't want to just make the interior in here just all black, the outside all black. It just be black, right? Like, yeah, that looks really cool in the right vehicle. Black out all the windows. Looks really cool. But I wanted to throw a little bit more of that aggressiveness to it, of more of like a military grade, but then also be able to somehow complement the interior with nice upgrades in terms of the leather suede combo that we're going to do, the color match French stitching, what we're going to do in the seats and the seams. So it took me a lot of planning there, and that's why I chose to go with that desert sand camo in terms of the color. It's a, you know, nice tan color. It is going to be a full Kevlar textured finish, so it will have a serious grain to the finish of this thing, but that is just going to be the body, the assembly of it, the whole outside characteristic. Once that stuff is done, then it's when you step back and you start doing a piece at a time. Like, if I put emblems back on this thing, I'm going to look at those emblems, I'll hold one up, and I'll be like, do I want to do this in matte black? Do I want to do it in a satin black? Do I want to do it in a
combination?
Gloss black? Do I want to do it in a combo of the two, a satin and a gloss? Do I want to do it in maybe a gloss trim around, like, the letters of the EX, you know, like, around the letters? Do I want to do a gloss black finish there, and then maybe the inserts, do those in tan? So that they look like it's the Kevlar showing through, like they're naturally notched out. So it's a lot of pieces that as you go, you get your major stuff done first and all your accessories and your accents, you just start putting them on, you look at it, you step back, you judge it, you evaluate it, and you move from there. Some things you may change 10 times, some things you may just pull the trigger once.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, and that's how it goes down, Bub. We're going to keep an eye on this, Bub. It's going to be a very interesting build. I'm going to give that client today a call, Bub, to eat clear lunch, and we're going to talk. I'm going to try to talk to him a little bit about that Bel Air. I'll bring you an update Friday, and the audience as well. Big audience watching us today out there.
I don't
today.
Know if I'll have the Jeep JK done that we're doing custom bumpers on by Friday. If I do, I'll film with it.
Or what if we share it with people in its current status and let them see it?
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we also offer your comments. You're also always welcome to comment on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. Thank you for the number of people that joined us today. It was a large number, Bub. We appreciate that. And thank you for the comments. We really do, man. And if you send your comments to us, we are monitoring them live, and we will respond live. Only positive comments will remain, Bub.
That's right.
We're a positive group of people, man.
If you're a dick putting up a negative comment, delete.
That's exactly right.
It's just that simple.
Exactly.
Don't
right.
even waste your time, because yeah. I can delete it faster than you can type it.
You can. And by the way, we talked to Paul Sr. about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Billy Lane, you were with Billy Lane last week, and he
was
saying
yeah.
that being in the public eye, man, you'll never win, bro.
No, you'll never win.
And you want to do it and make people happy, man.
Well, it's everybody's got an opinion, you know, and that's the hardest part. And it's you know, you gotta. Some people respect other people's opinions and don't open their mouth about it and just let it ride. You know, us, we're very open about things. So if people
are.
Have an opinion, yeah, like, that's cool. But if,
please,
if your opinion hurts somebody else's feelings or maybe creates conflict, there's no need for it. Move on.
That's exactly
like, it's
right.
one thing to have an opinion. It's another to, you know, bash somebody else's.
If you're a negative person,
right.
don't bring it around.
Yeah, that's
okay?
it.
But don't mistake people's good graces for a lack of predatory instinct.
Yeah.
That's
like,
a bad
I'm sure
thing.
I was waiting for somebody to say on here today, what about how much positive camber this wheel has on the front right corner? I can see something's wrong. They must have done the install wrong. How about it's not done?
How about the fact that it's how about the fact
it's not done?
Yeah, the list, it's sitting up on the lift. If I drop the lift, the tire will sit up right where
that's
it's supposed
it.
To be.
Yeah.
Right? But we bring it to you live.
But that's
the way
what
it's
happens.
Supposed to be,
yeah.
right, Bub?
That's what you get.
This episode is brought to you by Bub.
That would be us. Bub was Exotic Motorsports.
That's right. Until Friday, Bub, let's
just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Thank you, Bub. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop us online for over 20,000 new parts, and we're going to be carrying a complete line of detailing products coming up as well with the BEM stamp of approval on it. Look for it. We're doing it right now. We're putting it together behind the scenes. Again, can't thank Mike and his whole crew over at Brayard Jackson enough for the special passes yesterday. We got to slide in there for a couple hours, took in a lot of knowledge in the midst of a very crazy weekend. Congratulations to the Tuttles on the unveil of the GTO bike. You guys will be surprised when you see it on TV. Bub, am I allowed to release what the bike was now? Am I allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay. The bike was a trike, ladies and gentlemen. Not a trike. It was a bagger. It's the first bagger they've ever built. It took five years in concept to build that bike. It was done in conjunction with a gentleman from Germany and Paul Sr. It's an amazing bike. He's never built a bagger before. We were sworn to secrecy with it. That bike is now out there. It's really cool. Jack says, enjoy the rest of your day. Jack, thank you from our heart. We truly, truly appreciate it, and we love you very, very much, and thank you for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. It's the reason we stop and do this for you. We really do. The Moose is loose. Yes, they are down in Abacoa and now on the web taking a stronger presence. And there'll be a reason why. You'll all know about that shortly. But Miss Outlaw, the beautiful and stunningly beautiful Miss Layla Von Athey, Bubba's beautiful gal, and my beautiful bride, Robin, are bringing to you the latest in fashion boutique accessories and apparel, ladies and gentlemen. Shop them online at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Great, great, great stuff. Again, Barrett Jackson, baron-jackson.com. Those guys are really good. OrangeCountyChoppers.com. Those guys are amazing as well. Look out for the Big 405 and the, I'm going to say Team BEM, Paul Sr. Let's get it down the track deal coming up. Probably not too far off in the future, huh, Bob?
Yep.
I'm going to think about that one, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Look for our new show also over on Podcast One. That's podcastone.com. It's there, ladies and gentlemen. So dedicated are we to making sure that entertainment is brought to you. I was working through it all technically yesterday with the fine folks out in California, both of us on our days off to get it up there and ready for you guys. Larry Williams says, Diesel is chilling. Yes, he is. You see the ladies' man right there. And when I said his name, Larry, his ears pulled back. Little man. Hey, little man, there he is right there. Right, there it is. Say hi to everybody. There he is. There he is, Larry. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, that is the ladies' man. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Let's choose somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their feet, in their shoes. Mine do, but that's only because Diesel's canines keep getting into them. And those teeth come back like this, like snake fangs. So once they're in, they're in. And let's feed somebody who's hungry on the corner. A power bar and it's cheaper than your cup of coffee right there that came from Starbucks or wherever that designer cup of coffee came from. Larry, thanks for everything. You guys are the best out there. We love you for the very best in any upholstery work in the world. Anywhere. And I'm talking anywhere, whether it's marine, automotive, motorcycle, interiors for jets. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunnyside Trim Shop up there in Chatham, Georgia, and they are the official upholstery facility of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. So specialized are they, we shut down that side of our business to put everything up in their hands. It's amazing stuff. Only the best will come out of there. Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it. I can't hear you. There it is. Bubba style.